The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, in comments given to the Irish Independent, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar today says in the upcoming budget he would like a focus on the so-called squeezed middle. He talked about middle-income families earning about €45,000 a year who pay an awful lot in taxes but don't get an awful lot of help from the state. Colette Bennett is an economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Colette, is that who the government should be focusing on in the upcoming budget?
I think at a time when we have seen for the last 2.5 years the deficit in investment in things like housing and childcare and healthcare and education, taking money out of the exchequer through tax cuts is just ill-judged. I think we need more investment, and the investment takes money. So I think, you know, it's not the best approach to take in this current budget. On top of that, when we look at the data, and the CSO actually published a report on this only today, in terms of the household characteristics who are most impacted by inflation, that we're looking at lower income households. So those in the bottom 10%, we're looking at single adult households, single parents, rural households, older people and renters. So an additional €5 or €6 a week isn't going to make things like rent or childcare any more affordable. What we actually need is investment that creates affordability so that on the supply side, we're driving prices down.
So a deep kind of infrastructural change is needed, and where resources are limited, don't try to do this while also cutting taxes. Is that it?
Exactly.
Regina Doherty is with us as well, the Fine Gael Senator and former Cabinet Minister as well. Regina, how do you square that circle? Investment, which is what Leo Varadkar was talking about as well, in some of the things that Colette was talking about, in childcare, for example, which would benefit a huge amount of people, while also cutting taxes.
Sorry, I don't think the two things are mutually exclusive. And so, as a former Social Protection Minister, I'm very well aware of, you know, the people that are in the most need. And every single year, regardless of financial circumstances, we always have a very healthy social welfare package. It never goes far enough, but those are the people that we know need to be helped first. But what we're in danger of doing, and this is not a new kite, for want of a better word, this is something that Fine Gael has been talking about significantly number of years, but just haven't been able to do something about it. The people who have household incomes between about 40 and 60,000 euros are paying a significant amount of tax, but don't get any of the benefits of the incentives that we put in to childcare, to education, to affordable housing. And what we need to recognise this year is that if we're not careful and reduce those people's cost of living, then they're going to be not only classified as the working poor, but when we talk about making work pay, it actually won't pay to work in that income tax bracket. And so what we need to do is to extend subsidies for childcare. Well, you know, the brackets at the moment are between 26,000 of an income and 60,000 of an income, and it's tapered. We need to increase the income and increase the benefits to the people who are between 40 and 60,000. When we look at SUSI grants, we need to change the limits so that people who earn more than 40 grand don't get excluded from their children being able to go to college without having to have huge fees. So, like, it isn't about just taxation, but it's about absolutely ensuring
that
when we talk about making work pay, that it actually does.
But how do you do those things, introduce those measures that would benefit all of those people, the so-called squeeze middle, as we'll refer to them, those people earning 45,000 and maybe slightly above? Like, you know, expanding kind of childcare services and making them cheaper would help them. Expanding or increasing the SUSI caps, the point at which those grants can be paid out, would help them. But how do you fund all of that while you're also proposing reducing the tax take?
So first of all, we absolutely are in the lucky position this year of having the most people working in Ireland than we've ever had in the history of the state. And so when we've more people working, and some of them are inclusive, you know, of women who would have been in the home that wouldn't have been able to work because of childcare costs or et cetera, or, you know, we've got more flexibility in working, it's great, and people can enter the workforce. We need to target the extra resources that we're getting to improve services, but just not for the people who are earning, you know, less than 30 grand. We need to make sure that that squeezed middle who, you know, once they earn 40 grand or over, going into the higher rate of tax, which I have a problem with, and I know most people do. So if we can't extend the tax take, well, we need to absolutely make sure that the supports that we have in place around childcare subsidy schemes, around SUSI and educational grants, around affordable houses and the grants that are available, we need to extend the money and the threshold limits to make sure that we capture more people who we're now classifying as the working poor, to make sure the state can't support them and not leave them behind.
Colette, you know, Regina touched on it there, and Leo Varadkar was on the show last week, and he made a similar argument that essentially we have, as Regina said, a record number of people in the workforce at the moment. We are, despite the squeezed caused by the cost of living, we are experiencing economic growth, and all of that means that the coffers are healthier than they might otherwise be, and that's the type of thing that will allow exactly what Regina and Leo are proposing, which is, you know, cutting taxes while also expanding these services.
But that would be the wrong approach. While the coffers are healthy, as you term it, now is the time for investment. If we have the money to invest in long-term strategies to actually make renting and home ownership affordable, to make childcare, to actually have a proper state-subsidised childcare system that makes sure that we have good standards, that we have affordability at the point of contact, and that we're paying the staff a good living wage, then now is the time to do that investment while we have the money to spare, rather than constantly going on this cycle of short-term privatisation and subsidies to the private sector. They're short-term gains. They really don't add any value in terms of what we're getting out of it as a society. And again, when we look at tax breaks or tax reductions in the type that's being discussed at the moment, they're really not enough to cover the cost of living increases, let alone the other additional costs that we're facing.
If you were to you know, increase the tax bands, you know, at the point at which the high rate of tax kicks in, which is probably what they're looking at, the government are looking at, and Pascal Donoghue is looking at, people would be paying less tax, some of this squeezed middle. The other suggestion that some make is, in tandem with that, you maintain the tax take as is by introducing a much lower rate of tax for lower income earners. And they say that, you know, Ireland is kind of an anomaly in terms of the amount of low income workers we have who don't pay any tax.
But again, as we've seen, we've got a cost of living crisis that's severely hitting the bottom earners. The bottom 30-20% are absolutely on their knees when it comes to the cost of living. We've seen it in terms of the poverty data that was published at the beginning of last month. We've seen it in terms of the housing costs and the impact that that has. And we're seeing it again in the latest data that's been published in relation to inflation. So again, taking money out of the pockets of people who are desperately in need so that we can subsidise middle-income earners, I think is just desperately the wrong approach.
Yeah, well, now, in fairness, I don't think they're suggesting that. Those suggestions haven't come from Fine Gael. It is an observation, we will say, made by economists when you compare Ireland's tax base to other European countries. Regina, is this just politics at play here? Kind of Fine Gael looking after its base?
I don't think so. And maybe judging on previous polls, our base isn't as large as it could be. But for me, the things are not mutually exclusive. And Colette will know from my time in social protection, I was very much an advocate of index linking our social welfare payments to take away the auction politics that happens every year. But if we do not look after the people who earn from 30 to 60 grand a year, we are going to be in danger of it being more attractive and affordable to be actually on a social welfare payment and get all of the benefits of the services of the state because of the way the income limits and the bans and the payments are tapered to those income limits. Mm. And then we're going to be in real trouble. So the people who are earning 40 grand a year do pay a considerable amount of tax. And literally the only thing they're getting from the state at the moment is if they have children, they get the universal payment of children's allowance.
Yeah.
We need to change the bans for childcare subsidies. We need to change the bans for educational subsidies and our SUSE grants. We need to look at the threshold for affordable housing. And you know what? We need to move the bans where people go into the higher tax break. And this year, or in last year's budget, they were moved so minutely, it didn't even cover the cost of living increases that people have had to
suffer. Does it suggest things are too expensive in this country, though? If you say, like, if someone on up to 60,000 euro, you say, like, should be getting some support and help and financial aid from the government, it suggests things are just too expensive.
Well, no, it's households who are earning 60,000 euros. So it isn't a case that we have an individualised system to say you could be earning 60 and I could be earning 40 and sure, we're all right, Jack. Mm. We're talking about households who take home 60,000 euros. That's maybe 30,000 each or 20,000 and 40,000. That's not serious money. to run a house and to have children, to run a car, to, you know. So we absolutely need to ensure that we reduce the cost of living for the working families in Ireland who are getting, paying the vast substantial amounts of tax that are coming into the state, okay, but getting nothing in return.
Colette, let me put that point to you. Regina rejects it, but do you suspect this is just politics?
I think we're so used to thinking in terms of five-year cycles and short-term that we don't look at what would actually be the impact of real investment. We would be looking after everybody if we invested appropriately in making things far more affordable. But that takes much more substantial investment rather than tinkering around the edges with income tax brackets.
Colette Bennett is an economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland, and Regina Doherty is a Fine Gael senator. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.